Our first set of news stories for part two start with boaters being blamed for cutting down parts of a private woodland. Boaters moored up along an island near Norwich have been accused of chopping down parts of a woodland, spurring plans to place it under new protection measures. New rules have been placed on the trees on Thorpe Island, a sliver of land on the River Yare, less than a mile long, by the Broads Authority. People living in vessels tied up to the island are reportedly encroaching upon the privately owned woodland, threatening the health of the trees by clearing the understory, according to officers speaking at a planning committee meeting. The Tree Protection Order, TPO, means permission must be sought before any work is carried out on the foliage, and if this isn't done, those responsible can be prosecuted. The island, about a mile east of Norwich's city centre, is in the Thorpe St Andrew area opposite the River Green and is within a conservation area. While now a peaceful spot, there's long been a history of battles between the BA and boaters living on the island.
A paediatric surgery complex is celebrating its first anniversary after a successful year performing vital surgeries for Norfolk's children. Construction of the new surgery unit at the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital, located within the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, NNUH, began in 2021 but was beset by delays. These saw an additional £2 million tacked to the budget, taking the ultimate cost to £8.6 million. Nevertheless, amid a 40% year-on-year increase in activity, the complex has been worth the wait. Since launching, the surgical team at the complex has carried out a wide range of important procedures, from esophageal and bowel reconstructions in newborn babies to hip joint repairs for youngsters with cerebral palsy. The staff even completed a complicated procedure to craft a thumb from a finger. They have also carried out 190 tooth extractions and 120 tonsillectomies. The new presence of the unit has allowed an additional 100 emergency cases to be taken on by the hospital.
A former Norfolk MP has sent a legal letter to the Prime Minister to demand he stop saying that she crashed the economy. Liz Truss has claimed Sir Keir Starmer's statements that she crashed the economy during her short-lived leadership are defamatory and false and misleading. The six-page letter also blames the comments for her election loss in July, when she was toppled from her southwest Norfolk seat at the general election, a Tory stronghold for decades, saying this would have materially impacted public opinion. However, Sir Keir has said he will not be abiding by her wishes, vowing not to cease the desist from the truth. And her successor, Labour MP Terry Jermy, has also given her claims short shrift, saying the PM is right to highlight her appalling record. Ms Truss, who became Prime Minister in September 2022, announced her resignation less than 7 weeks later, following a mini-budget in which she announced wide-ranging tax cuts. Ms Truss, now adamant her demands are met, posting on X or Twitter following the letter being submitted, she said, "I know Keir Starmer won't repeat his allegations that I crashed the economy because I know it's a lie."
More than half of businesses across the country have experienced incidents involving lithium-ion batteries, such as sparking, fires and explosions, according to Aviva. In a survey of 501 UK businesses conducted by the Norwich-based insurance company, 54% of firms had experienced an incident, with more than a third, 36%, reporting lithium batteries overheating. One in five businesses, 19%, had experienced a device or battery sparking, and 17% had seen smoking. Alarmingly, one in eight respondents had experienced fires or explosions in the workplace. Lithium-ion batteries are commonly found in rechargeable devices like mobile phones, tablets, laptops, power tools, e-bikes, e-scooters, and electric vehicles. These batteries contain a mixture of chemicals that can present an increased risk of fire, typically due to incurred damage, manufacturing faults, user modifications, or charging issues. This can lead to overheating, known as thermal runaway, and fires, which can be extremely volatile and difficult to extinguish. According to the London Fire Brigade, there was a fire from a lithium-ion battery in e-bikes or e-scooters every 2 days in 2023 across the city.
An energy company has entered the first phase of assessing the viability of a nuclear power plant project that could be built on the Norfolk coast. Viara Energy, which bought Bacton Gas Terminal last year, revealed in October that the site is among its target locations for a new generation of small-scale nuclear plants in the UK. Now, the London-based energy firm and US tech company Terrestrial Energy have entered the first phase of evaluating the feasibility of the joint nuclear project. This will be followed by detailed analysis of potential target sites, which include the North Norfolk village of Bacton. So, what we know so far? In October last year, Viara and Terrestrial announced a strategic partnership to develop and deploy an IMSR nuclear power plant in the UK. Terrestrial's zero carbon IMSR, that's integral molten salt reactor plant technology, produces thermal energy at high temperature for direct industrial use and to generate electricity, including powering data centres for artificial intelligence. Viara will provide the infrastructure and investment for the development of the small modular reactors, and Terrestrial will lead the nuclear system development and procurement activities. Terrestrial is targeting an international rollout of IMSR plants in 2030.